excuse me, I have a sore throat. It's sore, and it's a throat, and it's sore. However, I've just listened to an audio boom from someone calling himself Seahawk. I just want him to really tell the world about NFL, because to my way of thinking, you've got, you know, if I can employ some ghastly Americanisms, a whole bunch of, or a heap of people, you've got basically lumps of meat herring around in armour, clattering into each other with very limited skill, being paid massive amounts of money in squads numbering lots of people. Some of these gentlemen, they come on, they get drafted into a team just to kick a ball. You know, literally, so many how many substitutions per game can you make in an American football game? I reckon you can make as many as you want, because you see it on telly. You know, they have dozens, they have loads of stoppages for a start, and then they have a substitute where you get one bloke who's being paid about £3 million a day just to do a little kick. And you get these offensive and defensive players, because Americans probably can't understand the difference between forwards and backs. And yeah, it's just big lumps of meat running around in helmets and pads with very limited skill. You compare the skill set to an NFL player compared to a rugby player, and the only skill they need is being big, if that's a skill, rather than just an accident of genetics and a few injections of steroids and gym with time. Because yeah, they have to run a little bit. They don't even have to kick very well. They don't have to learn to tackle, because their tackling is just running into each other. So I just want Mr. Seahawk to explain to the world the appeal of NFL or gridiron or American football, because you know, I see rugby and I've played rugby, and you know, rugby union and rugby league. I've not played rugby league, but I've played rugby union. And there are skills there. You know, there's fitness, there's carrying, handling, kicking, tackling, scrummaging, lineouts, mauls, rucks. You've got to be fit, you've got to be strong, you've got to have good footwork, you've got to be dainty, you've got to be a ballerina and a battering ram. You've got to be a feather and a gauntlet. You've got to be so many things in rugby. But in American football, you've got to wear a helmet. You've got to go, hut, 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 whatever that means. Maybe that means Pizza Hut. Maybe they're just thinking they need to get to Pizza Hut afterwards to take on more calories. I don't know. But so, Mr. Seahawk, sir, what's it about? Tell me, compare and contrast NFL to rugby, and tell me what the deal is. Because I've watched it before, I watched NFL on telly. I've even padded up, I've even been asked to play NFL. At uni, I was asked to be a frigging linebacker, whatever that is. And all these funny terms they've got as well, bless them. So yeah, what is NFL about? What's the appeal? Where's the skill in NFL? Or is it just rugby for dummies? You know, they call rugby a lout's game played by gentlemen, and soccer or football a gentleman's game played by louts. So what is NFL? A stupid game played by what? You know, what's it about? It's just, maybe I've got the wrong end of the stick entirely. Maybe I completely missed the point, but I don't get it. I don't see the appeal of massive blokes in armour clattering into each other, saying hut, hut, hut. And the quarterback is switching through the... Yeah, I don't get it. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe I'm just... Yeah, I don't know. So, Mr. Seahawk, sir, what's the deal? If you know about rugby at all, Mr. Seahawk, then, if you will, compare and contrast rugby and NFL. Because I get you support Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks, and that's all good. That's your call, that's your decision, and you're welcome to it. But what do you get out of it compared to rugby? And these guys, limited skill sets, that's all I'm going to say. Don't get it. Please explain. All this armour, all this clattering and round and golly. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So please tell us. Please enlighten the nation and let us know the score there regarding your NFL thing. It's the Rugby World Cup, anyway. That's the important thing. That should be the only sport on the agenda. And yet again, I find myself in a fit of pique when I turn on the radiogram and I hear the sports headlines, and it's freaking, effing, sodding, buggering soccer, football. You know, there's World Cup matches on the day you turn the radio on, and all you hear is about Man United and I don't know, Abramovich and Cantona and Giggs and Steve Claridge and all those folks who play football. And I'm like, I don't give a flying fidgetmidget because it's the Rugby World Cup. That should be the news. Talking of football, and talking of rugby, the USA did good against Scotland. Their first half was pretty good, so well done, USA. Yeah, so why, it's a general rant, why is the sports news still intent on football when it's the Rugby World Cup, when you've got one of the top three sports in the world on television, the World Cup? One of the top three. The top three sports in the world are, well, I would argue rugby, rowing, and maybe cricket and various martial arts. But we'll call rugby and rowing the two best sports in the world by none. And tell me, dear listener, your favourite sport. Because for me, rowing is the ultimate team sport. Because if you don't join your team properly, if you don't do the right thing, you're going to sink. Simple as that. So rowing is the ultimate team sport. Rowing is the best sport in the world, followed closely by rugby. And if anyone can tell me their favourite sport and why, that would be amazing. So why is Mr. Seahawk... I don't think... You may think NFL is the best sport. I don't know. But if you do, tell us why. Okay, thank you very much for listening, if you have. If you haven't, then my words are wasted and they're just going to float into the ether and disappear like exotic birds through clouds. So I'm going to go now because my throat is a bit schnockenal, and I'm going to say goodnight. And I hope the Miami Dolphins and the Broncos and the Green Bay Packers and the... And the, oh golly, who else do we have there? The Miami Dolphins, Green Bay Packers, Giants, Seahawks, Saints, New Orleans Saints, and all those chaps. I hope they continue their thing. They do. Great. Amazing. One good thing about America is that the fact they take college sport seriously, that's good. I'm up for that because I think we should do that more, be a bit more proud of you know, university sports and stuff, but we don't really care about it because it's all about footy, 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 footy. Anyway, that wasn't very good to my throat. Anyway, my darling people, I shall rest easy in my bed and sleep perchance to dream. Farewell.